All right, we're going to stick with our stomachs for a few minutes more and celebrate one of the joys of the season, outdoor grilling. This summer, we've taken you from Texas barbecue pits to Kenyan goat grills. NPR's Corey Flintoff has enjoyed grilled food in lots of places, but he thinks he's found something special in a corner of the world between Turkey and Russia, the Republic of Georgia.
Georgia is renowned for great food. Cheese dishes, pickles, breads, and stews. This is a cuisine that you should not miss. But for now, let's just focus on grilled meat, lamb, beef, or even pork, known as shashlik. On summer evenings, the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, is fragrant with the smoke from hundreds of grills. You can find good shashlik at restaurants with white tablecloths, but the very best in all Tbilisi is said to be here, at a roadside stop called
Mtsavadi Alamze.
That's our guide and translator speaking, Nani Chanishvili. She's a linguist, a professor of the Georgian language, and a connoisseur of good food. Mtsavadi Alamze is an unassuming place with rows of wooden picnic tables and an open yard. The grill is a brick hearth where Georgi Kavalishvili follows the traditions of his native Kakhetia, the easternmost province of Georgia. Georgi is 19, but he grills with absolute confidence because, he says, in Kakhetia, everyone knows how to make shashlik.
So I started it from my childhood.
One of the secrets, Georgi says, is the wood. Here, shashlik is grilled on grapevines. Georgi demonstrates by hefting a big bundle of grapevines onto the hearth and setting it alight. The vines burn quickly, leaving a heap of finger-sized coals that he rakes into an even bed of fragrant heat.
Georgians and especially Kakhetians know from very, very ancient old times that on this type of wood, it's much more better to make shashlik.
What the Georgians of ancient times discovered is that the aromatic smoke and the high heat from the vines seal in the juices of the meat.
When you are making shashlik from this one, then shashlik is juicy, it's very juicy.
Perhaps the best test of the griller's skill is how well he cooks kebabs made from finely minced meat, usually lamb, that's mixed with spices and squeezed by hand onto the skewer. Good timing is everything, because Kakhetian kebabs are cooked very close to the coals, and it's easy to overdo them. Georgi's kebabs pass the test perfectly. They're juicy and full of flavor from regional herbs, spices, and sweet-smelling smoke. They come served with fresh, chewy Kakhetian bread and, of course, Georgian white wine.
Because when we're speaking, the Georgians are drinking a lot of wine. That means only white wine, only wine. Because it's not possible to drink, for example, 4, 5, 6, 7 liters of red wine, then you will be dead. That's not right. But white wine, yes, you can.
Nani, who doesn't drink much herself, insists that her father could drink as much as 14 liters of white wine during a feast. But then, a real Georgian feast is an event that can go on for 12 hours. The Georgian tradition says that time should be spent enjoying food, making long and witty toasts, reciting verse, and singing. But be warned, even 12 hours wouldn't be enough time to sample all of Georgia's delicacies, especially the best of the country's shashlik.
Unfortunately, it's impossible to eat everything.
Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.